Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Monday night, so we are talking about practical Christianity. We're looking at what we believe and why we believe it, and these are just in general how we arrived at what we believe. A lot of times we think that growing up in a particular situation that everybody believes the same way we do. And we, through life experiences, hopefully will be exposed to those that believe other than what we believe. We can have the confidence that as that happens, what is truly from God will stand up to all questioning. So we never have to be afraid of questioning what we believe or being questioned about what we believe. So it's good to look at what we believe because we first of all, we don't want to be believing something just for the sake of because our parents believed it or the church we belonged to growing up believed it or the group we belong to now believes it. Instead, we want to believe it because it's true. Okay, now that makes sense now, but I'll bet that if I really challenged some of you on what you believed, none of you would say that something you believe isn't provable. So, for instance, none of us think that we have any pet doctrines. None of us thinks that we're deluded or deceived in an area. And yet odds are there's things that you believe that you can't back up. And if you really questioned God or took what you believe to the ultimate level, what believing that would ultimately say about you, about God, and about the future or reality now, you might even be surprised at what you believe when taken to the ultimate level. And that's one of the challenges we have as believers is we get into these groups where if we gave up what we believe or questioned it, sometimes we would no longer be welcome in that group. And so that's, in some respects, very often why there is such an emphasis on fellowship. Just to keep you from questioning, to keep the ties of personhood, of friendship, of family, of belonging. That is the tie that binds, and not the love of truth, not the love of God. Even though, I'll bet that if you challenge most people, they would certainly say, no, it's we love one another because we all love God. And even that, you know, you look at some of these, you know, take your own home group or wherever you're at, and I'll bet there are areas where there's disagreement. And what do? You just avoid those areas because you don't want to interfere with the fellowship. But one of our favorite sayings is, you know, it's not up to you to rock the boat, but if God is rocking the boat, don't try to stop it. And there's a time for everything. There's a time when he wants to rock the boat. One of the things that does is it tests our balance. What are we relying on for balance? What are we relying on to keep our legs under us? So just think about that. Think about the group you belong in and just see if there isn't some areas that you would like to pursue in knowing God and in questioning, and just test and see if there might be others who also might be interested in that. That might be a new opportunity to expand fellowship truly based on faith, faith in God and knowing God himself, rather than faith in what you believe. There are all of us, we're all changing our beliefs all the time. It's called learning. So the more we know him, the more interference that is taken away between us and him. Our beliefs are changing. We are learning. We are changing. So get used to it. There's nothing wrong with it. We need to embrace it and enjoy it. So for the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about the element of time in relationship to how God speaks to us and how he relate, how our relationship to him is governed by the time that we're in. And so we've been talking about the different ages and how throughout the natural time flow, dependent on the age we're in, is how he speaks to us and how we speak to him. So because we are in the age we're in, which is an overlap of law, which pertains to the supernatural realm, and grace, which pertains to the spiritual realm, that's also how we communicate with him. Spiritually, we are already 100% in communication with him, but in the supernatural realm and in the natural realm, there are restrictions and boundaries and challenges in communicating with him. Now, we are working to overcome those challenges and those boundaries because we are a spirit being. We are working from the spirit to the supernatural, or the soulical to the natural. So it's part of the process we're involved in, but it's related linearly or horizontally from one age to the next. Time affects us from the natural realm, and it builds. And because, you know, one day the age may be different than tomorrow, the age could change tomorrow. And that would affect how we can relate to God. But that's a linear relationship. That's a linear effect. But time also affects us according to the three realms of reality. And if you haven't had a chance, I encourage you to go to the profile page and download and review, print out and review, the three realms chart that has the relationships between the three realms of the spirit, the supernatural, or the soulical, and the natural, or the body. So just as God's purposes change over time as reflected by ages, time also affects the different realms of reality in which we exist now. So though we live in a time that the ages of grace and law overlap, we also, within ourselves, time affects us differently according to our spirit, soul, and body. So in the natural, time was created as part of the natural realm at creation. Time is earthbound. Though there may well be other forms of what we call time in other aspects of the natural realm, we don't know yet. And so to try to conclude that we understand time, or that we can even project that time, the way we understand it, is universal, we have really no reason to believe that. And we've talked previously about how time warps at high speed with the twin example. And again, that example is where there's a set of twins, and one gets on a spaceship, travels at the speed of light, and returns. The earthbound twin, for him, his brother was gone for 50 years. But when the space traveler returns, he's only been gone a few months. So that's the difference in traveling at the speed of light. It has a distinct effect on how time behaves. So time in the natural only affects our natural aspect or body, and gives the structure to our lives with which we are all familiar, at least in our culture. There are likely other cultures around the world that are not related to the passing, or do not relate to the passage of time. Some civilizations, their whole culture is built around it, but others, just in reverse, are likely not to be aware or counting or projecting time at all. We often see ourselves as time-related or age-defined beings. We are either adults or children, for example. We all have the same amount of time in a day, 24 hours. And we can only live it one day at a time. Or, to be even more specific, one moment at a time. And that's true for all of us across the board. One thing to remember about time is that the two greatest thieves in a believer's life are represented by the thieves that were crucified next to Jesus: the past and the future. As we overcome time in our present, we will also be overcoming our past and our future, and learn to live truly in the now. Realizing this, we can have confidence that God has given us exactly the right amount of time in general, and for each one of us as individuals, and that everything that happens within that time is under His control. Now, if you've got any questions about either time or any of these other things we've been talking about as far as the ages, feel free to call in at 718-664-6988. And we'll put you on the air and see if we can answer any of your questions. So time, that's how time affects the natural realm. Now, your body functions in the natural realm, so that's how time affects your body, is we see ourselves physically in terms of time, as far as age and where we are in our life, we measure by time, by what we're doing with our time, how we're spending our time, if we've got enough time, if we're spending it wisely, if we're wasting it. What's interesting, though, that in our soulical realm, our soul, which exists in the supernatural realm, is not influenced at all by time. Okay, time only affects our body, our natural being. For us, this means that when we feel controlled by time in our mind, or in our will, or in our emotions, we are believing lies. So when we're feeling guilty or wounded or regretful concerning something that happened in the past, we are actually letting time control our soul. Or if we are feeling anxious about something that is going to happen in the future, such as expecting God's judgment or speaking in public, again, we are letting time control our soul. But this is a lie. Time does not control your soul. You control time as a spirit being. However, because we behave and we develop beliefs according to what we believe is true to begin with, time, the concept of time, can influence our soul if we believe it can. Okay? If you believe that what happened in your past, you are doomed because of a mistake you made, even though it's not true, you can live like it is. That's one of those terms where we come up with the self-fulfilling prophecy. It's not true, but by believing it, you make it true. But as our soul and our body begin to line up with our spirit, and we begin to experience present truth in our lives, we will learn how to recognize when we are giving time control over our present eternal existence. Okay, so as our soul and our body begin to line up with our spirit, so there is no separation and no distinction. They become one, spirit, soul, and body. And we are learning how to distinguish and differentiate between truth and everything else because we are knowing Him better and better. We will learn to recognize and learn to rule and reign over time, not only in our soul, but in this earth. We will then be able to enter His rest more easily and live on that eternal plane now. His presence becomes our dwelling place. So what about the spiritual realm? What is going on in time in the spirit realm? The only time reference in the spiritual realm is that there is no time. The relative quality we refer to in the spiritual realm is eternity or eternal. But this is neither a qualitative nor a quantitative term. Okay? So we're not talking about a better quality of time or a greater quantity of length of time. It's not better or more. Eternity, eternal life, is something entirely different in nature, in character, in substance. Eternity and time are not at all related. So we can't, though we can't comprehend that with our finite minds and time-bound experiences. So what we often do is we just expand our description of what we do know of time to describe eternity and eternal life. This is another example where we're trying to make something that we don't understand understandable. And in doing so, rather than just letting it be unknown and ununderstood for now, we draw incorrect conclusions. We believe lies. Eternity has no beginning and no end, and was never created. We know time has both and was created. God himself has no beginning and no end and was not created. Eternity didn't start. Eternity will not change into something else. And eternity will not end. Eternity can only be entered. So when we received salvation, when we were changed, when we were re-inspirited, we received all of who God is in our spirit. And one of the descriptions of his character is eternal. When we became a new spirit, we became eternal life. He didn't just put his life into us, but he put us into his life. A different kind of existence altogether. So in our spirit beings, there is no aging or maturing or growing up into something else. Spiritually, you will never mature or grow. As God describes himself, so do we describe ourselves. I am. I exist. For him to have said more about himself would have actually been limiting. And likewise, for us to try to describe ourselves as more or clearer than I am a spirit being would be limiting. You are what you are, and finding out what that is the process we're involved in now. So we've looked at how time changes the relationship we have with God, and depending on the age we're in, is how we relate to him and how he has revealed himself to us here on this earth. And likewise, how time affects our spirit, soul, and body. And in our spirit, it doesn't affect us at all. In our soul, it only affects us to the degree we believe it affects us. Because time is only has authority and reality as a created thing in the natural realm. So how does our, how does time, why is it important to understand this about time? Why are we spending so much time on this? It's because we are so time bound. This is so much of how we see ourselves and how we conduct our daily lives. Even that phrase, it's a time phrase, our daily life. And so we approach how God relates to us in terms of time. Let's look at the two main ways we look at how God has approached us through the Old Covenant and the New Testament. Understanding when we live and which age affects our belief about how we relate to God, to others, and ourselves, which in turn affects our behavior. If you believe you are bound by your past, you will behave fearfully now as a victim. If you are afraid of your future, you will live anxiously now. If you are unable to rest, you will not be able to enjoy the presence of the Lord now. So it's important that we understand how He relates to us so we can have that true relationship as an overcomer to time itself. Through the crucifixion, Jesus paid the debt once and for all. We've talked about this. He removed all barriers by paying for all sin. At the resurrection, He became the way to the Father, fulfilling His purpose on this earth and establishing a new covenant. He came into time to fulfill the tasks of time. It's very important to note that the new covenant begins at the resurrection. Most of what is written in the Gospels and what Christ Himself taught was in fulfillment of the old covenant, the law. Before the new covenant, His testament could be initiated. The old had to be satisfied according to the requirements of this earth time. Victory over sin came at the crucifixion. But it wasn't until the resurrection that we gained victory over self. Because of the New Testament, Jesus testifying that we are now in Him, that we are joint heirs and co-inheritors, we now can come boldly before the very throne of God with nothing to achieve, prove, or keep. So we are now under grace, which means that our success is now measured by how much we let Christ live through us, not how much we do for Him. Under the old covenant, our righteousness, or the ability to have relationship with God, was obtained through fulfilling the law. Under the New Testament, our ability to have relationship is based simply on being in Christ. You are now an eternal being, and we're learning to have authority over time on this earth. We'll pick it up there next Monday. Have a great evening. and we'll get back together again tomorrow night at 6:30. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.